Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today I am talking to Brian McMaster, who is the chairman of newly listed Jangada Mines. How are you doing today there, Brian?
Fantastic. Thanks, Stephen.
Well, first of all, congratulations on listing today. But before we dive into that, can you give me a brief overview of your company and the reasons behind your intentions on listing?
Sure. Jangada Mines owns South America's largest and most developed platinum group metals project. The reason we listed in London was to open up the opportunity to seek some new capital to bring the asset into development next year.
Thank you for that answer. And can you tell us about the work that's already been done to date on the project there?
Sure. The project's a really interesting one. It's been around for about sort of 30 or 40 years. It was originally founded by government geologists, and it's been through the hands of several institutional type companies, most recently Anglo-American owned it for about 12 or 15 years, and we acquired it from Anglo. As you would expect, Anglo did a lot of first-class work on the project, the benefit of which is all resting with us now. So they spent a lot of money. They've done about 30,000 metres of drilling, all kinds of studies. They've got mining licences on the main project. We've recently announced an initial JORC resource of 1 million ounces of 2 PGM plus gold at 1.3 grams per tonne. So the project is really sitting poised on the cusp of going into production.
Could you just touch on a brief overview of the sort of area that it's in and what sort of infrastructure you've got there, given that it's been in existence for that period of time?
Yeah, sure. It's in the northeast of Brazil, about 280 kilometres via a federal highway from a major city called Fortaleza. Fortaleza has about 3 million people and a dedicated ore handling port facility. Right next door to the project, we have all the infrastructure that we need. We have power, water. We have a small township nearby, which is where our office and core shed is based and where a lot of our workforce will originate from. So everything is within a few hours' drive on a paved highway back to a major city.
So given that you've obviously got the information to hand about the asset, then given the sort of length of time that it's been in existence, is there any hope in finding sort of additional metals there or having some additional upside to what is already known?
Yeah, absolutely. So the JORC report that we've announced as part of our IPO process was over four deposits. In addition to those four deposits, we know from the work that's been done to date that another 11 deposits exist, and those 11 deposits have all proved positive for the same PGM group metals. So that's an exploration project for the future, but it is obviously leading us to believe that we will be able to extend the size of the resource considerably. At the moment, however, based on the JORC we already have, we've got a mine life in excess of 20 years. So our immediate focus will not be on exploration. It will be on bringing the asset that we do have into development.
So you keep on saying we, and could you just touch on who we are, as in who are the members of the team there?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's myself, obviously, and a group of sort of close key people that I've worked with in the past, some of whom are in Brazil and some are here in London with me. But we've had a long track record in Brazil. We've done numerous projects down there, and we have sort of an established network of technical and other people down there who assist us. But importantly for this project, in addition to acquiring the asset from Anglo a couple of years ago, we more recently acquired the person from Anglo who used to run the project for them in country. So we not only have the asset and all the data that goes with it, but we now have the person who did all the work to bring it to the point it is right now. So we feel like we've got the right team ready to take the right asset forward.
So in regard to taking the asset forward then, what are your hopes and expectations, and what sort of milestones do you hope to achieve in the next, say, 6 to 12 months and then longer term?
Well, our expectations are based on the depth of the work that we have available to us. So what we expect to do, now we've got the listing behind us and we're on the market, over the course of the coming few months, we'll be announcing some resource upgrades to introduce some of the other products or other elements that come with the PGMs. We've got healthy credits of chrome, nickel, copper, rhodium, vanadium and others. So we'll need to announce that into the market over the course of the coming months. We have independent geologists in Brazil doing the work right now, and as soon as it's to hand, we'll bring it forward. We expect that will all culminate over the next 2 or 3 months in a scoping study, which again we have independent geologists sort of advancing as quickly as they can. And by the end of the year, we expect to close the year out with releasing an independent pre-feasibility study. And that pre-feasibility study will speak to the economics of a 30,000 ounce per annum project, which we intend to build next year.
Is there anything further that you would like to add there, Brian?
No, I think that kind of covers it. It's a pretty interesting but pretty simple story, really. So that sort of covers it.
And we hope to talk further down the line in relation to the prospects in place there.
Yep, that'd be great. I'd look forward to that, Stephen.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time today, Brian. It's been a pleasure speaking.
Yeah, thank you. All the best.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.